Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Well, this is a very interesting topic. Dr. Trina Reed's joining us now. Make your married sex irresistible.
That's right. Now, Trina is the author of Till Sex Do Us Part. And I've got to say, ever since that 50 Shades of Grey has arrived, everyone seems to be talking sex.
And, well, I thought you were going to say, I don't have a vested interest.
Well, even my mother-in-law, who has just had a very magic birthday, she's reading it. So, of course, my teenage daughters are all going, ooh. But it's extraordinary out there. So welcome to the show, Dr. Trina.
Well, thank you. And did it freak you out that your mother-in-law is telling you she's reading 50 Shades?
Well, do you know what? We celebrated.
He's having counselling. Don't worry.
We just had her birthday and she sort of started talking about it and everyone was just going, ooh, stop talking about it. So it did kind of make us all go a little icky. But tell us, this book has been a great seller. It really has, Till Sex Do Us Part. Tell us a little bit first about that.
Well, I was married for about 3 years. I was flying all over the world giving seminars. And I came home one day, and my husband of 3 years said, we're going to a marriage counselor, and I sat across from him on a marriage counselor's couch listening as he complained that we weren't having sex. Now, I don't know if you can get the irony of being a sex expert going around the world telling people how to have sex, and I ain't getting any in my own marriage. So at that point, I decided that I needed to fix my marriage. I needed to fix this. And so I went to all my books and I tried to, you know, glean from the books ideas on how to have a better sex life. And I tried them, you know, scheduling sex and the romantic evenings. Nothing was working. And finally, just when my marriage was about to go into the toilet, I figured out, I had this epiphany that it wasn't just me. There are millions and millions of couples who are experiencing this exact same situation where we are in a partnership, we love our partner, but for some reason we just don't feel like having sex anymore. So I made it my mission to find out why, and that's why I wrote this book. The book was to help me, of course, but it was also to help the other millions of women to figure out why their sexual desire diminished, but more importantly, what women can do to get it back.
Now, I have to ask, are you and your husband still together?
Yes, we are. We have two kids, and even with the two kids, we're still making it happen. But I really want to emphasize that, you know, it's a daily effort. Like, there's nothing smooth about it. We have to make our relationship a priority, and sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, and there's ebbs and flows, and just because you're a sex expert doesn't mean that you're having crazy wild sex. And I think that's important for people, because I think a lot of people think that they are alone in what they're going through, and they're absolutely not. Relationships are a lot of work, and everybody wants the sex part to be effortless, when in fact it's probably a lot more work than the relationship is.
Do you think people worry, though, that, you know, if they're going to tell their partner what they really want, the partner's going to go, oh my God, really?
Absolutely. And you know what's really interesting about that point? It's been my experience that couples, they separately share these fantasies that they really want to try, but they're just too scared to bring it up to their partner because they do think, oh my gosh, my partner will think I'm crazy. And actually, a really good idea I give out a lot is for couples to write a list out. So there's three columns to the list. So the first column is things I would love to try. The second column would be things I'd be willing to try. And the third column is the things I would never want to try. And you both write these three columns out and you exchange it with your partner. And not only does this give you ideas about what you can try, new things that you can try with your partner, but if you want to raise the ante, you can surprise your partner one night with one of their suggestions.
Dr. Trina, great to have you on the show today. So Dr. Trina Reed, the author of Till Sex Do Us Part. For more details, you can go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.